Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking at 8 o'clock, still tracking some big delays in Wake County because of an earlier crash. I'll show you the extent of the backups and which exit you want to use.
Our roads are drying out nicely. Look at that. The rain is exiting down to the south. Already starting to see a little bit of clearing, but what comes with it today is some cold air. I'll show you the wind chills for tonight coming up.
Right now at 7, the national leader of a motorcycle gang with ties to our area is headed to prison. And this morning, we'll get a new look at the scope of the case against him.
And an SUV slams into the front of a Walmart in Lewisburg. New at 8, WRAL's Nia Harden has new images showing the moments right after the crash. A very scary situation there, but we will get you that story in just a minute. Thanks for joining us on your finally Friday.
Yeah.
I'm Michelle McConaughey.
I'm Jeff Hogan. It's great to have you along here, making us part of your Friday, which is going to include a little sunshine. Things are starting to break up out there with these clouds, right? Rain go away. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center for us right now.
I know a lot of us are looking forward to that. That is for sure. Down to the south, you can see just a little bit of lingering rain near the South Carolina line, and it's headed southward. So starting to dry out, even in Fayetteville. Southern part of Sampson County still showing a little bit of rain there, but we're beginning to see some thin spots in the clouds. Futurecast doesn't show us a whole lot of clearing until we get closer to lunchtime. We'll push it out to about noon, and you can see a little bit of clearing in the west, a little bit of clearing in the north, but it should happen pretty quickly. We're going to see our winds really picking up, some gusty winds this afternoon. It's going to usher in some cold air, but it's also going to clear the clouds out and leave us with a bright afternoon. It's going to be a bright but bundle up kind of an afternoon. Here's a live look at Durham, and look at that. I see some clear sky there off in the distance. So that's coming our way. 42 is our current temperature. So it's not terribly cold right now, but temperatures this time tomorrow will likely be a solid 20 degrees colder. It's 45 in Fayetteville, 42 in Goldsboro, 40 degrees right now in South Hill. And our temperatures this morning are anywhere from 4 to 6 or 7 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday. We're going to hold it in the low to mid 40s for most of the afternoon with some sunshine. The wind will start to pick up, so it will feel brisk at the minimum. And then overnight tonight, the wind chills drop into the teens. But we'll walk through that hour by hour and show you what it will feel like when you're headed out the door Saturday morning. Coming up, Brian.
Here at 8:02, we had an earlier crash on 40 westbound right around Harrison Avenue. That has cleared, but we're still seeing some heavy lingering delays as you head out of South and West Raleigh out toward the airport. This is a look at the camera at I-40 at Trailwood, which is not too far from Gorman Street. Those delays on 40 westbound this morning begin between the Lake Wheeler Road and Gorman Street interchange, and it's slow all the way out toward US-1. We're going to head out toward the 54 or Chapel Hill Road interchange in West Raleigh, and you can see where that westbound traffic is still backed up badly through there all the way out toward Wade Avenue. That south side of Raleigh time delay right now, about a 15-minute slowdown overall between the 440 and US-1 interchange, then about an 8-minute backup between US-1 and Wade Avenue. Once you get to Wade, though, heading out toward Harrison where that crash was, things are really improving quickly. So it's going to be a little while before we get all of those delays worked out. If you're leaving West Raleigh, trying to get out to the airport and RTP, it might make sense this morning to take 54 or Chapel Hill Road out to Harrison Avenue and rejoin I-40 westbound from Harrison. Also look out for some heavy ramp delays on the outbound side of Wade Avenue, beginning around the Blue Ridge Road interchange through Edwards Mill Road out toward the I-40 merge. Seeing some delays in both directions of 440 this morning. Working to find out exactly what's causing that backup. Also in Cary, we have a crash causing some big delays on Maynard Road just south of Chatham Street. Heavy delays in both sides there as you head away from Tate Street up toward Chatham Street. And in Northwest Raleigh right now, a crash on Glenwood Avenue near Triangle Drive with heavy delays on outbound or westbound Glenwood Avenue beginning right around Lynn Road.
All right. Thank you, Brian. This morning, the U.S. Attorney's Office will reveal more about the conviction of a national motorcycle gang leader who lives in Wake County. Christopher Baker was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison on several gun and drug charges. The feds say he's a national leader of the Pagan Motorcycle Club. Last month, we covered the arrest of 5 motorcycle gang members for the murder of Jonas Padilla, a member of the Pagans. Social media accounts show all of the suspects are part of a rival biker group. Late last month, hundreds of members of the Pagans rode to Raleigh to pay tribute to Padilla. Baker is one of 19 people charged with dozens of drug and weapons crimes. We'll stream today's briefing on the case on WRAL.com and our news app.
We're getting a new look now at 8 at the moments right after an SUV crashed right into the front doors of a local Walmart. And the damage could have been a lot worse if it weren't for the quick thinking of an employee. WRL's Naya Harden is at that store in Lewisburg right now, been working this story all morning long. And Naya, I understand you have some new pictures recently after that crash happened.
That's right. This all happened right here behind me. And let's go right to those pictures to show you what happened just after that impact. You can see these pictures here that we're getting from viewers who were here at the Walmart. They actually were taking these pictures as that car, that SUV, stopped right there only because an employee, we're told, was able to stop the car so quickly. We're told that that employee saw that driver who crashed while having a medical emergency. They went ahead and got in the car while the car was already going because the driver was on the pedal, pressing on the gas. And we're told that's when the employee was able to put the car into park so that it would not go inside the actual store. This is all still information that a lot of people this morning are processing. A lot of the workers telling me they're just glad things ended so calmly the way it did because they said someone could have been injured. There were people inside the Walmart when this happened. Now, Walmart is back open. They opened about 2 hours ago at 6 o'clock this morning. People are entering from the other side in the other entrance. And we are not yet know about the condition of the driver. We're still waiting to find that out. Naya Harden, WREL News in Lewisburg.
Pretty quick thinking, jumping into a moving vehicle. There's a new route taking off today from RDU, where you're looking live right here, Terminal 2. Airport leaders are also discussing expansion today. The Airport Authority is holding a special meeting to discuss its plans for the next 10 years. That includes new parking and development in Terminal 2. Meanwhile, Avelo Airlines is rolling out its first nonstop flight from RDU to Tampa today. The airline also began offering flights to Orlando yesterday and plans to open a new hub at RDU within the next 2 weeks.
We'll get our first snapshot of the jobs market in 2023 this morning. The January report from the Labor Department is out at 8:30 this morning. It's expected to show job growth is slowing as layoffs rise. A new report from employment firm Challenger, Gray and Christmas shows about 103,000 job cuts were announced in January. That's the most in any January since the Great Recession in 2009. About 40% of the cuts came from tech firms. Analysts say some companies are correcting after hiring too many people during the pandemic.
New this morning, China is responding to the U.S., tracking what it believes is a Chinese high-altitude surveillance balloon. This is video of it. China says it is looking into the report and that the country has no intention of violating U.S. airspace. The Pentagon tracked the balloon for several days as it's made its way over the northern United States. U.S. officials say they're confident the balloon belongs to China. And while the balloon's current flight path carries it over a number of sensitive sites, the U.S. says it does not present a significant intelligence gathering risk.
Fayetteville's new police chief will be welcomed with a swearing-in ceremony today. The installation ceremony for Ken Braden is at 4 o'clock this afternoon in City Council chambers. Braden officially took over as chief on Wednesday after the retirement of Gina Hawkins. Braden was previously assistant chief and has been with the Fayetteville Police Department for 26 years. He's also Fayetteville's first Asian American police chief. The city chose Braden after a nationwide search.
We're getting a clearer picture of the measures being taken to keep fans and students safe ahead of tomorrow's Battle of the Blues, the first edition. Although UNC is at Duke for the matchup in Durham, the town of Chapel Hill is also preparing for celebrations like this one from last year. Officials tell WRL there'll be extra police on Franklin Street, and the town is in close contact with UNC officials. Duke also says the fire marshal will make the final decision tomorrow on whether it'll allow post-game bonfires. There will also be campus officials and police on hand to handle traffic around the game. We will have full coverage of the Battle of the Blues Part 1 on WREL. The action tips off 6:30 at Cameron Indoor Stadium tomorrow. You can count on us for complete coverage this weekend. Big rivalry game leading up to the game. We'll have you covered post-game celebrations as well as reaction from players.
Deputies in Cumberland County now have body cameras thanks to a grant from the Department of Justice. The cameras were given to some deputies yesterday. 350 body cameras were brought in by the sheriff's office last year. The sheriff's office says this will help them to keep records of interactions between deputies and citizens. Every deputy will have a camera before the end of March.
Five people are recovering this morning after a crash in Johnston County. This happened on East Market Street in Smithfield just before 7:30 last night. You see one of the cars there heavily damaged after being T-boned. One of the drivers in the crash was charged with failure to yield.
People across the Northeast and places like Vermont are preparing for what could be the coldest wind chills felt in decades. They could be as cold as 50 degrees below zero this weekend. More than 15 million people are under wind chill warnings or advisories. The alerts are in effect this morning and will last through Saturday afternoon. Extreme conditions like that they can experience can cause frostbite in as little as 10 minutes. Temperatures are expected to warm back up by Sunday.
10 minutes after 8 right now, ahead on Fox 50, a Rocky Mount man is wrongfully arrested several times in a case of mistaken identity. The error authorities are now apologizing for and what the man wants in return.
Plus, more universities are expanding access to emergency contraceptives. What inspired students to get vending machines filled with wellness products installed on their campuses?
And last night's rain is over and the streets are starting to dry out. You can see that here in Sanford, and even a little hint of some clearing back to the west. Sanford's going to be one of the early spots to see some sunshine. I'll show you when you can see it coming up. It is 8:14, and basically the rain is over. We're starting to see the streets drying out. There's still the potential for a little bit of light rain in the southern part of Sampson County, but really everybody else has seen the end of it, and this rain gradually sliding off to the south and east. We'll also gradually see some clearing. We start off with a look at Goldsboro. Goldsboro is going to be one of the later places to see some of the clearing, but Chapel Hill, take a look at this. Courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, we're starting to see a few thin spots in the clouds over there near the horizon. Fairly gray in this particular shot. In Apex, we're starting to see a few holes in the clouds off in the distance in Durham as well. So that's great news for folks who are tired of the rain. You can see this big swath of rain that is still affecting some folks, especially down to the south across South Carolina and Georgia. Watch that front. Look how quickly it dives to the south. It's opening the door to some Arctic air. Folks to our north will see it much worse than we will, but it's still going to be a very cold night for us tonight. Here's a look at Futurecast, and you can see as we get closer to late morning by lunchtime, I'm starting to see a few more holes in the clouds. This may be a little slow as we're starting to see a few thin spots in the north and west already. But very quickly, once it starts, that wind is going to help to push those clouds right on out of here. But we'll see winds gusting this afternoon, 30 to 35 miles per hour. So it's going to be pretty windy, and that means cold as well. We have some cold mornings. 32 is our normal morning low, which happens this time of year at about 7 a.m. 20 degrees for tomorrow morning. That's going to be a good 20 to 25 degrees colder than we are right now. And then 28 Sunday morning. After that, we bounce back to and above normal for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But we'll also have that wind chill to deal with overnight tonight. It's likely to feel like 32 as folks are headed home from work at about 5 o'clock this afternoon. And then overnight, once we get past 10 p.m., we drop into the teens in terms of the wind chill. We don't come out of the teens until around 9 a.m. And even at, say, lunchtime, it'll still feel like right around freezing with the wind chill. Gradually during the afternoon, that wind will settle down and help to make things feel a little bit better. Take a look at current temperatures. It's zero in Chicago right now, 15 in Cleveland, 9 Kansas City, minus 12 in Minneapolis. Those are actual temperatures. The wind chill alerts are for a wind chill at minus 35 there in purple, and up here in New England and in the Northeast as low as minus 65. And it's been 10 plus years since they've seen anything like that. It's going to be a nice weekend for skiing around here. It's going to be a little breezy for today. They should see some clearing, making a lot of snow there at Sugar Mountain. Lifts just opened there. 28 degrees for today, but a bit on the blustery side, but warmer tomorrow, 40 degrees, and then 50 on Sunday. So even in the mountains, we'll see those temperatures warming up. And after we hit that 42 tomorrow afternoon, we'll start that warm up in the afternoons as well. Mid-50s on Sunday, and then 60s for most of next week. Brian?
Here at 8:17, looking at some new trends on I-40 westbound as you head out of South and West Raleigh out toward the airport. We had that earlier crash around Harrison Avenue that has since cleared, but but we're still seeing some backups as you head out of South Raleigh between Gorman Street and the US 1 interchange. Then we're in pretty good shape right now between US 1 and Wade Avenue. It's cleared up nicely. And now we're seeing some backups heading away from Wade Avenue out toward Harrison Avenue, working to find out if maybe there's a second crash out there. But about a 4-minute delay showing up on the sensors as you head away from Wade out toward the airport. Still have this crash in Northwest Raleigh on Glenwood Avenue around Triangle Drive. That's not too far from the Lumley Road, Westgate Road intersection. Those delays now begin between Lynn Road and the Triangle Drive area, and then it clears up by the time you get to 540. But on that westbound side of Glenwood Avenue, expect some delays. Things are looking a little better right now in East Cary. We had an earlier crash on Maynard Road at Tate Street, just south of Chatham Street. Right now, we're not seeing any big backups through there. Other major approaches into Raleigh are looking all right. No problem coming in from Johnston County on 40 westbound this morning. And we're looking good in Durham as well, with I-85 and I-40 all clear.
Thanks, Brian. A man who was wrongfully arrested several times tells WREL he wants payment for what he went through. Mark Silver says Rocky Mount police took him into custody several times for crimes he didn't commit. This started back in 2019 when officers arrested a different man named Mark Silver for being disorderly at a restaurant. Medical records show the man was then treated at UNC Nash Hospital. 2 weeks later, the Mark Silver we spoke to was charged with attacking a nurse.
And I say, for what? He said, for assault on female, sexual battery. I said, man, you got the wrong person, because I never did anything like that in my life.
When family members came to review the charges, they say the pictures on the warrant were clearly of a different man. He was released from jail and told that the mix-up would be addressed. But in the past few weeks, he was arrested two more times on the same charges. They say it was an issue with their electronic database. The district attorney has apologized and says the charges have since been dropped.
There will be no fans at a Vermont school district's basketball game for the rest of the season after a fight resulted in a man dying. Video from a middle school basketball game on Tuesday night shows fans on the court throwing fists and shouting. Vermont State Police say a 60-year-old man who was part of the fight later died at the hospital. Witnesses say the fight started after fans became upset over a referee's call.
The Biden administration says it has reunited 400 migrant families that were separated under President Trump. In most cases, parents were deported while their children remained in the U.S. Now the parents can return to the U.S. and live and work legally for 3 years. In total, more than 5,000 families were separated under the Trump administration's zero tolerance policy.
Only on WREL, surveillance video shows the moment a school bus crashed into a ditch with more than a dozen children on board. Take a look at this. This happened yesterday morning on the way to a charter school in Lee County. You can see the bus there on the right-hand side of your screen. Several students were taken to the hospital. One of them was seriously hurt. It was raining at the time, but troopers don't think that was a major factor in this crash. The bus driver was charged with failure to maintain lane control. And new this morning, more colleges are installing vending machines that supply emergency contraceptives. Student leaders at George Washington University in D.C. say they wanted to make sure everyone had access to Plan B pills after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. They got the idea after seeing the success at other universities. Those leaders worked with for months to get the machines on campus and surveyed 1,500 students.
After Roe v. Wade was overturned, we felt a lot of passion in making sure that people felt supported on this campus. Not a lot of pushback. The only concern was about discreetness and how we could make sure that students felt that it wasn't a very public way to go and get some type of contraceptive.
The vending machine is located in the basement of the student center. The Plan B pills cost about $25, but the student leaders are working to get that cost down even further. Other wellness products like Advil and tampons are also available in the machines.
In entertainment news, Sylvester Stallone is taking his talents to reality TV. Lizzo just dropped a new music video, and there's a new release from Taylor Swift. Here's David Daniel with the Hollywood Minute.
Sylvester Stallone is giving reality TV a try. He'll join his wife and three daughters in The Family Stallone, an 8-part series set to premiere this spring on Paramount Plus. In case nobody told you today, you're special. Lizzo is officially a superhero, at least in her new music video, Special, the title track of her latest album. The artist is up for 5 Grammy Awards this Sunday, including Album of the Year and Best Pop Vocal Album for Special, as well as Record and Song of the Year and Best Pop Solo Performance for About Damn Time. And I've been-
what you think about me.
Taylor Swift had a pre-Grammy surprise for her fans, a new vinyl edition of Red, Taylor's version, colored, yep, bright red. The track I Bet You Think About Me is up for Best Country Song at this weekend's Grammys, and the long version of All Too Well is up for Best Music Video and Song of the Year. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Athletes with Special Olympics North Carolina will compete in a rivalry competition today. Athletes from Orange and Durham counties will team up with the students from the Special Olympics college programs at the University of Chapel Hill and Duke. The annual unified basketball game will be held at Duke's Brody Gym. Well, coming up next on Fox 50, a popular kids' robe is being recalled. We'll take a look at the danger it may pose to your children.
Also, a man is now facing charges after human remains were found on his property. We'll hear from neighbors left just shocked by this discovery.
Number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Time now is 8:26 on your Friday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We're going to get right over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. Elizabeth, finally some sunshine today.
Oh, finally, that rain is over. We still have a little bit of it that's hanging down near the South Carolina line, just a tiny bit in the southern part of Sampson County. Other than that, we're drying out. As a matter of fact, we're seeing the streets drying out. We take a look here at Rocky Mount and Durham. Temperatures are in the low 40s. In Fayetteville, the roads are still a little wet because there's been a recent shower. It's 45 degrees, so it's not a terribly cold start this morning. We are going to see cold air moving in late today and tonight. So upper 30s, low 40s, cloudy skies to start with. And then by lunchtime, the sun starts to come out. If you're walking the dog this evening, 5 to 6 o'clock, temperatures will be near 40, but it will be clear. Brian.
Elizabeth, we have some delays on 40 westbound, all because of an earlier crash around Harrison Avenue. This is the camera out at Wade Avenue, and traffic is pretty busy as you head out to the airport from that interchange, looking a little better than it did earlier, but still you're going to run into a little bit of a backup through there. New information here, we have a crash on the eastbound side of 440 right around Hillsborough Street, and we're watching delays building from the Jones Franklin Road interchange through Western Boulevard all the way out toward Hillsborough Street. Allow some extra time through there. Also on Glenwood Avenue, heavy delays on the westbound side with a crash reported around Triangle Drive. Right now in Durham, our major routes are looking good, Michelle.
All right, that sounds good. Thanks, Brian. New images show the moments right after an SUV crashes into the front of a Walmart store in Lewisburg. It happened around 8 o'clock last night after officials say the driver had a seizure. Witnesses told WREL that an employee was able to put the SUV in park and stop it. The driver's in the hospital. No one else was hurt. The Walmart reopened around 6 o'clock this morning. Next on Fox 50, the number of people now recovering after a car is T-boned in Johnston County. And coming up on today, how to save and stock up for your Super Bowl party.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Taking a look at radar, the rain is slipping out of here to the south. We're starting to see some hints of sunshine. I'll show you the clearing forecast coming up.
Also now at 8:30, the national leader of a motorcycle gang with ties to our area is heading to prison. This morning, we'll get a new look at the scope of the case against him.
We also just got some brand new information about that SUV that slammed into the front of the Walmart in Lewisburg. We'll get a close-up look at the damage and what a quick-thinking employee did to help. It was courageous as well as quick-thinking. Yeah. Probably saved some folks from getting hurt there. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are cloudy right now, but the clouds are going to part. It is Friday. We're going to see some sunshine. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here to time that all out for us.
Here's a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. Again, just a little bit of patchy rain close to the South Carolina line, but it is headed off to the southeast and not in our direction. We had that last little bit in the southern tip of Sampson County. Other than that, we are done with the rain, which is so nice to see. We take a look at future cast and start to look for some clearing back to the north and west. Certainly we'll begin to see that by lunchtime, but there's some hints that it's beginning in parts of the viewing area already. Our wind will be coming out of the northwest, and it will be a strong wind. It's going to be blustery this afternoon. It's going to help to push those clouds out of here, but it's also going to help to make it feel really chilly. Our wind chill at 5 o'clock will be right at freezing. 42 degrees right now, and look at that. We're not completely clear, but as we look past the horizon there in Durham, you can see just a few holes in the clouds. So I know a lot of folks will be happy to see some sunshine later today. 45 in Fayetteville now. It's 42 in Goldsboro, 43 degrees in Rocky Mount. And we take a look at our 24-hour temperature change. In some spots, it's a lot warmer than yesterday. 9 degrees warmer in Goldsboro, 7 degrees warmer in Rocky Mount. But tomorrow will be the exact opposite, probably 25 degrees colder than this morning as we drop it down into the 20s. Some sunshine with mid-40s for this afternoon. But again, that wind chill is going to be something else overnight tonight. I'll walk you through the timeline for that coming up.
Happening now in the WRA Live Center, an update to some breaking news we've been following out of Lewisburg all morning. But I want to take you to new pictures into our newsroom of that SUV crashing into the front doors of the Walmart there in Lewisburg. Within the last 15 minutes, Lewisburg police confirmed and identified the driver as 26-year-old Andrew Thomas Glick. Police say he's now charged with careless and reckless driving and damage to property. His mother is also charged. She owns the vehicle. She's charged with allowing the vehicle to be driven without insurance. A quick-thinking Walmart employee reached into the driver's side of that car and put it in park to stop it from going any farther into the store. Now, police are still working to determine if a medical emergency caused Glick to lose control. He is in the hospital this morning. That Walmart is open for business as well.
Ken, thanks for that update. This morning, we will learn more about the federal conviction of a national motorcycle gang leader who lives in Wake County. WRL's Laura Levine is tracking what we know about this case ahead of today's announcement. Laura, good morning.
United States Attorney Michael Easley, along with representatives with the ATF and the Raleigh Police Department, will meet here outside the courthouse, around 11 o'clock this morning. That's when they're going to have a press conference to share new details in this case. They're expected to announce the 30-year prison sentence of Christopher Baker. The Fed says he's a national leader of the Pagan Motorcycle Club, which is recognized as an outlaw motorcycle gang. Baker was sentenced on multiple gun and drug charges. It was just last month we covered the arrest of five motorcycle gang members for the murder of Jonas Padilla, a member of the Pagans. Social media accounts show all of the suspects are part of a rival biker group. Late last month, hundreds of members of the Pagans rode to Raleigh to pay tribute to Padilla. Baker is one of 19 people charged with dozens of drug and weapons crimes. We're going to be here for that 11 a.m. press conference to bring you the latest on this case. Laura Levine, WRL News in Raleigh.
There's a new round taking off today from RDU, where you're looking live right now. Airport leaders are also discussing expansion. The Airport Authority is holding a special meeting to discuss its plans for the next 10 years, and that includes new parking and development in Terminal 2. Meanwhile, Avelo Airlines is taking off with its first nonstop flight from RDU to Tampa today. The airline also began offering flights to Orlando yesterday and plans to open a new hub at RDU within the next 2 weeks.
We'll get our first snapshot of the jobs market in 2023 this morning. The January report from the Labor Department is out at 8:30, so we are waiting on that right now. It's expected to show job growth is slowing as layoffs rise. A new report from employment firm Challenger, Gray and Christmas shows that about 103,000 job cuts were announced in January. That's the most in any January since the Great Recession in 2009. About 40% of the cuts came from tech firms. Analysts say some companies are correcting after hiring too many people during the pandemic.
A Lee County man is charged with murder after a barrel with human remains found inside of it was on his property. Those remains belong to a man who's been missing since last year. The sheriff's office says deputies found the barrel on Farrell Road at the home of Jackie Bright. Inside the barrel, the dismembered body of Michael Cox. Bright is now charged with his murder, and more charges are pending. Neighbors were shocked to learn about this case.
Nothing's ever happened like that in this neck of the woods. It's really surprising. But when I came home, I really just saw a stretcher that had a barrel on the back of it. But I don't, can't really say what it was. But it was shocking. It's a lot of speculation going on right now.
Deputies say Bright has an extensive criminal history. He was released from prison last year and last month arrested twice.
Five people are recovering this morning after a crash in Johnston County. This happened on East Market Street in Smithfield just before 7:30 last night. You can see one of the cars was seriously damaged after being T-boned. One of the drivers in that crash was charged with failure to yield.
A funeral will be held today for Henderson Fire Chief Steve Cordell. Cordell died Sunday at the age of 51. He'd been battling brain cancer. His funeral begins at 2 this afternoon at South Henderson Pentecostal Holiness Church.
The number of flight cancellations in the U.S. is down to only about 100 this morning after a long week of travel trouble across the country. More than 6,000 flights have been canceled in the U.S. this week as ice storms snarled travel. The hardest hit airports were all in Texas, including Dallas and Austin. American and Southwest issued winter weather waivers to customers because of those cancellations.
Deputies in Cumberland County now have body cameras thanks to a grant from the Department of Justice. The cameras were given to some deputies yesterday. 350 body cameras were bought by the sheriff's office last year. The sheriff's office says this will help keep the department's records of interactions between deputies and citizens. Every deputy will have a body camera before the end of March. 8:37 right now on your Friday. Coming up on Fox 50, dramatic video shows the moment three men were rescued off the coast of Australia. How they were able to survive in the water for hours and how they are doing this morning. A Fayetteville native received his first Oscar nomination. A former instructor, Brian Tyree Henry, shares the moment she realized he was going to make it as an actor.
And WREL lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is live in studio with all the top out and about picks. What you can expect to see at the Krispy Kreme Challenge and at the Big Frosty Beer Festival. And as we head into break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. Good luck. Is this sunshine that we're seeing or trying to come up over the horizon? Elizabeth says not yet, but it is in the forecast for today. Finally, Elizabeth is timing everything out for us.
It's coming, though.
It's coming.
It's coming. Here's a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. The rain is moving out of here. It's been a little bit slow to move completely out of the frame here, but it's working on it. It is headed in the right direction, certainly. I mean, just the very tip of Sampson County still showing a little bit of rain there. We do look off to the horizon, and there's a lot of cloud cover, but it looks like there are just a few slivers where the sun is trying to break through. And I promise that once we get closer to lunchtime, more of us will start to see the sunshine, especially from, say, Durham northward and westward. It's not a terribly cold morning. It's 42 degrees right now, and we'll likely hold it in the low 40s up to lunchtime and then climb into the mid-40s for highs this afternoon. Wait, check out our temperatures headed out. 43 in Southern Pines, 42 in Goldsboro. It's 36 in Roxboro. So, again, it's chilly, but it could be worse. It will be worse overnight tonight and early tomorrow morning. We have very cold air that is coming right out of Canada, and it's going to swoop down across our area. Our temperatures are definitely below normal for today, and we'll see that through the day tomorrow. And then gradually we start to see our winds shifting to southwesterly, and into the day Sunday we warm up close to normal, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're talking about temperatures considerably above normal. The sunshine returns today. It's going to be nice when it gets here. Again, mid-morning up to lunchtime, we'll start to see more and more of that sun. 44 this afternoon, 42 for Saturday, and 54 for Sunday. But boy, we have some chilly air coming our way. This is a look at wind chill. So the winds will pick up this afternoon, and with the colder air at 5 o'clock, it's going to feel like freezing for most of us heading out the door to home. By 10 o'clock, it's feeling like low 20s, and then overnight, we see those wind chills dropping into the teens. Tomorrow morning, it's likely to feel at 7 o'clock like 13 in Rocky Mount, 17 in Raleigh, 19 in Fayetteville. So everybody in the teens for the wind chills first thing tomorrow morning. And even by 10 a.m., we're still looking at teens and 20s. So it's going to be a cold one. Krispy Kreme Challenge is tomorrow. It's always always in early February, so it's always cold, but not always this cold. 23 at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning with a wind chill at 15. I think a lot of those kids and grown-ups are going to be running pretty fast to grab those donuts. Battle of the Blues on Saturday. It's going to be hot in Cameron Indoor Stadium, that's for sure. But outside, as you're heading in, temperatures will be in the mid to upper 30s, and heading out after the game, 32 degrees. Again, 42 Saturday, 54 Sunday. And then, if you didn't like it that cold, well, hold on. Here comes a big warm-up for most of next week.
That looks good. Thank you, Elizabeth. Adnan Syed, whose murder case was profiled on the podcast Serial, is speaking out for the first time since he was freed from prison. His attorneys are pushing back on a plea to reinstate his 23-year-old murder conviction. The family of Haman Lee, Syed's ex-girlfriend, who was found dead in a park, argue that they were never properly notified about the hearing that led to his release.
Our family, we've suffered so much. You know, just over the past 20, almost 24 years. And it's really hard for us. It's hard for my dad. It's hard for my mom. It's hard for my younger brother.
Syed's freedom came after prosecutors argued that he was wrongfully convicted. Prosecutors also say DNA evidence helped clear his name.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, stunning numbers when it comes to the January jobs report that's just dropped in the last 5 minutes. You see the headlines here on CNBC, U.S. adding 517,000 jobs in January. That's twice what Wall Street was estimating at 187,000. Also, the unemployment rate dropped to 3.4%. That estimate was about 3.6%. This is a stronger than expected start to 2023, and this could signal some more action by the Federal Reserve. And this morning, you can see what its impact it's having on Wall Street. The stock futures right now, you see all the major indices in red, including the Dow off more than 190 points. We'll have a look at the opening numbers in our next hour on Fox 50.
All right, thanks, Ken. Three men are safe this morning after their boat capsized off the coast of Australia. Video here shows the moment they were spotted by rescuers. As you can see, they were clinging to a water cooler to help stay above the water. The men were fishing yesterday when their boat started taking on water. They grabbed life vests, the cooler, and sent out a distress call. The men were in 68-degree water for about 3 hours when that rescue helicopter arrived. All of them, thankfully, are doing okay. Thank goodness they grabbed that cooler.
Yeah, they're pretty lucky.
Yeah.
By October of this year, some North Carolinians could see their car insurance rates jump by nearly 30%. The North Carolina Rate Bureau represents insurance companies in their dealings with state officials. This year's rate filing asks for a statewide auto insurance rate increase of more than 28%. We asked the Bureau the reason for the big hike.
More people are commuting now that we're, I guess, sort of out of the pandemic. There's a lot more cars on the road. There's a lot more, you know, expenses that go into cars, and there's a lot more to insure.
The insurance commissioner will review the request and negotiate with the Rate Bureau.
New research from the CDC finds that nearly two-thirds of U.S. adults support banning menthol cigarette sales. The study surveyed nearly 6,500 U.S. adults in 2021, and results showed more than half also supported ending the sale of all tobacco products. The FDA has proposed a ban on menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars.
More than 13,000 children's robes sold on Amazon are being recalled because of the risk of burns. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the robes made by SGMWVB and also ones made by Child Like Me failed to meet federal standards on flammability. The robes were sold on Amazon between January of 2020 and August of 2022.
A new report shows the decline in college enrollment seems to be easing. A report from the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center shows that 2022 fall undergraduate enrollment decreased by 0.6% compared to a year earlier. A portion of the easing is because of a jump in freshman enrollment. College environment had been declining for a decade, but the pandemic made the problem considerably worse. Well, today is National Wear Red Day. According to the American Heart Association, cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women. The national campaign hopes to bring attention to the disease and help save lives. You can do your part by wearing some red today.
This afternoon, the Durham Rescue Mission is sending out teams to search for people who are in need of shelter and warm food. The effort comes as temperatures are expected to drop into the 20s overnight this weekend. The rescue mission's shelter will stay open until the cold weather is over. On July 31st, 1966, Dr. Martin Luther King spoke to a crowd of thousands in Raleigh. But the day was overshadowed and history seemed lost forever. Until now. Tonight on WREL, we'll reveal never-before-seen film from that day and hear from a man who remembers it clearly and why this moment is so crucial for North Carolina.
Here in the WRA Live Center, we're following some breaking news right now, just coming into the newsroom. We've just learned that Zebulon Magnet Middle School is on a code red lockdown. Why is that important? This is the school that we've been reporting on for the last couple of days that went on lockdown as a result of online social media threats to that school. Again, we're getting word that Zebulon Magnet Middle School is on a code red lockdown. Of course, if you go to WRA.com, we've got a number of articles already about this story that we've been reporting on for the last couple of days. Zebulon Magnet Middle. We have a crew on the way to that scene as well as Sky 5, and we'll bring you any updates in our next hour of local news on Fox 50.
All right, thank you, Ken. There is Oscar buzz in Fayetteville surrounding one of the nominees in the Best Supporting Actor category. Brian Tyree Henry has been nominated for his role in the movie Causeway. Henry is from Fayetteville and graduated from E.E. Smith High School in 2000. That's where he was part of the Smith 16 Chorus and played in the school's magnificent marching machine. It was in the chorus where he really excelled. Sharon McNair was his instructor.
But my daughter and I went up to when he was at Yale, and he was doing one of the plays there, and I was just mesmerized, and I told my daughter, if Brian wants to go further, he's got it.
Wow. We'll find out if Henry adds Oscar to his list of acting awards. The Oscar winners will be announced Sunday, March 12th at 8 p.m. Good luck.
A classic Disney film and a nationally recognized donut run are all coming up this weekend in the Triangle. WRL Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanran is here with some of the details. First up, that classic Disney film.
I love this. Okay, so we have got The Lion King coming up over at Carolina Theater of Durham. That's one of my favorite things. Okay, Disney Quest, it's part of the Disney Quest film series. It starts at 11:30. Tickets are $8. A great family-friendly pick for the weekend.
And the king of donut runs, the Krispy Kreme Challenge, is Saturday as well. It'll be cold, but tasty.
It's going to be so cold. I've been out there so many times covering this event. So Krispy Kreme Challenge, if you're not familiar, the runners start at the NC State Memorial Bell Tower, and they run 2.5 miles. They eat a dozen donuts at the Krispy Kreme, then they run back. If you want to go to this event, I suggest not standing at the finish line. It's really not a pretty sight, but you want to stand a little bit further up so you can see the runners as they're kind of coming in. But they raise money for local children's hospitals. It's a great event.
It is quite fun, quite tasty.
You've done it.
I have done it. It's tough to keep down a dozen donuts and go running again, but you know, I don't think I've eaten a donut since I did it the last time because it's too much, right? How about a great local beer festival coming Saturday as well. You want to wash down those donuts.
Yeah. So the Big Frosty Beer Festival happening also on Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. Raleigh Beer Garden. Lots of beer samples, live music. Tickets are still on sale for it. It's happening in the outdoor area behind the Raleigh Beer Garden, that tent that's climate controlled. So it'll be nice and toasty in there.
Good, good stuff. So lots of fun ahead this weekend. You can find out more about all these events by going to WRL.com, search Out and About. Kathy, thank you.
An Ohio factory is getting busy as workers make the footballs that will be used in the Super Bowl. This is so cool. The balls go through the process from beginning to end in the small central Ohio town of Ada. First, the leather is cut, then stitched and sewn. Lasers are used to engrave the team names onto each one. Then it's turned inside out. The bladder is installed and the air is filled. Look how fast they do that. It's insane.
Yeah, pretty cool. Every one of them from the Wilson factory. Well, tickets go on sale today for a show honoring 50 years of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. The Australian Pink Floyd show will play at Carrie's Cocobooth Amphitheater in September. Critically acclaimed tribute group will perform Dark Side of the Moon in its entirety. The show is September 17th. We'll get another check on weather and traffic for you coming up next.